Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. Indiana to add new Terre Haute Casino this week. Indiana is set to welcome its 13th commercial casino as the Terre Haute Casino Resort prepares to open its doors on Friday at 10:30 a.m. This unveiling follows nearly 3 years of planning and construction, marking a significant addition to the state's gambling landscape. Situated near the Indiana-Illinois state line, approximately 150 miles directly south of northwest Indiana, the new Churchill Downs Casino boasts an array of offerings, such as 1,000 slot machines, 36 live table games, a poker room, and a cutting-edge sportsbook. Is Slovakia on the onset of new gambling activity rise? In 2023, players in Slovakia wagered a total of 21.4 billion euros, according to the latest annual figures released by the Slovakian Gambling Regulation Office. Players got back 20.4 billion euros in winnings from the total spending, while the state received over 300 million euros, a 50 million euros increase compared to the amount received in 2022. Online gaming taxes account for 93 million euros of the total contributions to the state, while fixed odds betting contributed 80.48 million euros. Economist asserts skill games will hurt the gambling industry. Amidst the meteoric growth of Pennsylvania's gaming industry, a new policy brief by Dr. Frank Gamrat, the executive director of the Allegheny Institute for Public Policy, casts a shadow of concern over the future of this economic sector. He believes that skill games pose a threat to casino gambling. In his analysis, Dr. Gamrat points to the unregulated proliferation of skill games as a potential industry threat. While the state has celebrated record-breaking gambling revenues, the presence of approximately 15,000 unregulated skill games could start to undercut the profits. Vast majority of Nevadans support legalization of lottery. Nevada is well known as the gambling capital of the world. Millions of hopeful people flock to Las Vegas each year to try their luck in the glamorous brick-and-mortar casinos, betting on slots, table games, and sports. However, somewhat bizarrely, it is one of the few U.S. states that does not have a lottery. The lottery was banned in Nevada as soon as it was created in 1864. In addition to Nevada, there are just four U.S. states without a lottery: Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, and Utah. DraftKings seek to move class action to business litigation court. DraftKings has been granted a request by the Massachusetts Superior Court of Middlesex County to move to the Business Litigation Court, BLS. This comes as the sportsbook operator looks to defend a class action lawsuit against the gambling company in Massachusetts. The venue change comes after the sportsbook successfully lobbied the court to move the case to a specialist business branch of the court system in the state. The lawsuit is being led by the Public Health Advocacy Institute and is made up of customers of DraftKings who believe the terms of a $1,000 sign-up bonus were misleading to customers. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.